This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Misha Livingston, member of the Board of Directors for Downtown Radio. Welcome, Misha.
It's a pleasure to be here, Evita.
Misha, Downtown Radio is a low-power FM community radio station that's been playing mostly rock-related genres since 2015. What does being a low-power station mean?
So Downtown Radio is an LPFM station, which means that it's hyper-localized to a broadcast range that's limited to about 3.5 to 5 miles in every direction from our antenna that's sited at the Steinfeld Warehouse in Tucson. And we also stream worldwide with over 70 countries tuning in.
Misha, I understand that Downtown Radio has adapted kind of a non-hierarchical organizational structure where volunteer programmers play a really big role in decision-making.
We're an all-volunteer group. We have our board of directors, which I'm a member of. Our board basically functions as a leadership for the station, including programming, underwriting decisions, the operations, I mean, everything to do with the station, and we consult with our DJs. And a lot of that communication, you know, during COVID has been through Slack, and that's really helped us keep a constant pulse on sort of what's going on, you know, the mechanics of running a radio station. Over the past year, we've had a change in leadership and weren't really sure how we were going to move forward, if we were going to hire a program director. And we ended up with not doing that and really relying on the expertise of our board of directors, and most of those directors are DJ.
Historically, Downtown Radio has had a special emphasis on mental health resources, for example, depression sessions. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, Depression Sessions was a fantastic show. I think that ran for about 4 years. So unfortunately, that's no longer on the air. But we do have another program that's called Heavy Mental. Basically, it's real and honest mental health talk. And we have different resources that we've pulled together on our website at downtownradio.org. We also run PSAs for mental health organizations. So we do encourage people to submit for their nonprofit organizations.
Misha, there have been some adaptations to how we work around COVID that have actually created some innovation that some of us have decided we want to carry forward into the future. Has Downtown Radio experienced that?
Absolutely. It's one of the most exciting and rewarding things I think our station has experienced during COVID. We've onboarded a number of new DJs. One of our DJs is actually broadcasting remotely from Hermosillo in Sonora, in Mexico. It's just amazing that we now have that international component, not just to our streaming listenership, but also to the makeup of our DJs.
I really do think that the more community radio that exists in a community, the better it is for the community. So
I wanted to touch more on that too. It's like, I think our DJs, for example, really value the community that we've created. In some ways, we've gotten a lot tighter knit because, you know, before COVID, it was just this sort of impersonal email listserv and not really ever having these one-on-one conversations or just sort of throwing it out there to the rest of the group. Like, for example, we say happy birthday to each other now on Slack. And that never happened before. We weren't saying happy birthday by email. Our DJs are so appreciative. I think it really does help connect people at a time when they need it the most.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Misha.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Evita.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. They're currently available by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.